It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. California's initiative process is well known and frequently used. Any citizen can write a law and collect enough signatures to qualify it for an election. The initiative's cousin, the referendum, has been used far more rarely until this year, as Ben Adler reports from Sacramento.
In the first century of California's direct democracy system, there were only 66 attempts to overturn a new law through a referendum, compared to more than 1,600 initiatives. This year, on the 100th anniversary, there are 9 referenda.
You have a Democratic governor and a Democratic legislature passing Democratic bills that Republicans are very upset about.
Bob Stern is the former president of the Center for Governmental Studies. He says there's a big advantage to the referendum process.
Voters tend to vote no these days, so you have a 3 or 4 point advantage by going through a referendum, since you want the no vote.
But to get to the ballot, you have to qualify, and that's not easy. Initiative backers get 150 days to gather signatures. Referendum backers only get 90. This year, an effort to overturn a requirement that public schools teach historical contributions of gays and lesbians failed to qualify. Critics of allowing state financial aid for college students who are undocumented immigrants are just starting to gather signatures, and one referendum may be close to qualifying, an effort to overturn state Senate maps drawn by California's new Citizens Redistricting Commission. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Not far from Chico, California, is Butte Creek. PG&E's Centerville Hydroelectric Plant is there, where as much as 80% of the water in the creek is diverted to generate power. This diversion raises water temperatures, and that's a big deal if you're a Chinook salmon. Beginning Monday, reporter Joe Rubin will have a special 2-part series examining the plight of salmon in California. Can a balance be achieved which preserves the salmon while still meeting the energy needs of Californians? Find out. Beginning Monday, a special 2-part report only on KRCB Radio. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.